Well, you've probably amassed quite an assortment of tools over time, but is there anything missing from your collection?
Well, chances are your toolbox could stand to benefit from the addition of some lesser-known but fairly useful items. Here to tell us about his choice for favorite tools is This Old House host, Kevin O'Connor. So, Kevin, when you bought your first house, what kind of tool collection did you have and what was missing?
Well, I had a pretty mediocre tool collection, and the thing that was missing was Tom Silva there to use them for me. Right?
Or glue them to the floor, as we all know.
Or glue them to the floor, as we all know. I have been in a decade-long now arms race with the boys on our tool collection, mm-hmm. and I am always turning out to be Russia to the United States. No matter what I get, Tom one-ups me.
Yep,
get two
right.
times as many tools. But there are a couple things that I love to have on hand all of the time, and I think most homeowners would benefit from having on hand, whether it be in their toolbox or in their work apron. And the first one's a speed square. Right? I mean, how many times? Everything we do is right angles or 45-degree
right.
angles. And so the speed square, it's small, it's compact, it fits in your apron, and it lets you draw those lines at 90 degrees. It's got a lot of great measurements on there, so you can draw different angles. It's a great marking tool.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty universally used on the job site, and I think homeowners would get a lot of use out of it as
mm-hmm.
well.
And I like the metal one over the plastic ones.
I'm with you. You're mm-hmm. a traditionalist,
mm-hmm.
Leslie, right?
Mm-hmm.
The aluminum one's actually about just as light as the plastic.
Yeah, they're not much heavier.
No.
Nope. And the markations are easier to see. They're more rigid. I just like them.
Yeah, it's a real personal item, right?
It is a real yeah. personal item.
You develop a relationship with your speed
square. You kind of do. So that's definitely one that I would put in there. Another one that I was actually unaware of until I started hanging out with Richard Chithui, and there's a lot of things that I was unaware of until I started hanging out with Richard Chithui, but the basin wrench.
Right.
And so imagine all of that work that you do underneath the sink as you're trying to work around mm-hmm. flexible water lines and P-traps and such. It's a really hard to get to spot. And the plumbers have been using this little gadget and keeping it themselves forever, and it's the basin wrench. It allows you to get into these tight spots. It allows you to make those connections and turn those nuts and such, and do it that in a way that you really couldn't do with most conventional wrenches. So that's a pretty cool one to have on hand
and
as
well.
And
that's one that there's absolutely nothing that replaces that. I mean, it just does the job and nothing else will suffice. I mean, if you try to get any other kind of wrench in there, you know, open end, close end, it doesn't matter. It's just impossible to get the wrench in there, but the basin wrench does that work for you.
The only thing that comes close is a big collection of swear words, which is what you're going to be doing if you can't find your basin wrench. I have got a little mini block plane, and now I carry it with me everywhere I go. It's surprising how often I reach for it. If you're doing any sort of carpentry, this little block plane is going to get you out of a lot of trouble. It's going to sharpen up all of your miters so that they're nice and tight. It's going to knock off any edges around
right.
trim work and such, smooth things out. It's not a big item to carry around. I'm reaching for it all the time. So
yeah,
good block plane.
I do the same. I've had the same block plane for many, many years. And you're right. It's surprising how many times you reach for that mm. and all the things that you can do with that. If you get a little feather edge when you cut something, you can just one swipe with that. It cleans it up
mm-hmm.
nice and neat.
These days, I found smaller ones. You know, there used to be sort of the Stanley standard number ones, and maybe your
right.
grandfather passed them down. They're kind of bulky to carry around in your pouch at all times. I've got these smaller ones that I actually keep in the apron, and it's nice to have them on hand.
What else?
So I've got a little electrical tester, the pen style ones.
Right.
Those are great because half the time, well, you never want to touch a live wire and you want to, you know, always double check. Sure, you should turn it off at the panel, but you know, I always want to double check before I put my pliers.
Yeah, because you don't always know if the panel's labeled correctly, and
yeah.
even though everything else in the room seems to be off, you know, that outlet could be fed from the opposite wall, the room in the opposite
sure.
on the opposite side, and you really do want to be sure. So that's actually one of my favorite tools as well. I use something that's called a tick tracer. It detects like a magnetic field. Same idea. If you get close to it, it alerts you so you always know what you're dealing with.
It really gives you peace of mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it also can help you determine whether or not, hey, is it the outlet that's just in need of replacement or is it the wiring behind? And to me, that determines, hey, do I do it myself?
Yeah.
Or do you call on the guy?
Or do
yeah.
you call on the guy? Exactly. And then the final one is obviously a tape measure, but I would say the right tape measure.
Okay.
I carry a couple different ones. I have a couple different ones so that I only have to carry one. Generally, if I'm working outside, I've got the bigger one, you know, maybe the 35-footer, because you might be doing some sort of layout with 2x4s and such. But if I'm working inside, there's just absolutely no need.
It's overkill.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it.
And they're heavy.
They're heavy. They're big and they're bulky, and they're designed so they can, you know, stand out 12 feet without falling over, limping, all that kind of stuff. I don't need that if I'm working in the living room. And so a little 16-footer, think about that. That's two full lengths of plywood. I'll never measure something that large in the living room. It's just not that big.
Well, I will tell you, if I'm by myself, you know, looking at something or trying to figure out how large of a curtain rod I might need, I'll take the bigger one with me only because of that 13-foot standout so that I can, you know, be by myself and, you know, kind of sense where I want something to fall. But once I know what the dimensions are, I take the smaller one.
Put it
because
away,
you're right,
right,
it's so heavy.
Put it away. I don't like carrying around more weight in that apron than I need to. So I'm switching them out between the big one and the small one all the time.
And speaking of which, there might be some folks out there who are kind of reluctant to throw anything else into their already cluttered toolboxes. What would you tell them?
Get a bigger toolbox. Never back down.
Never back down. Take no prisoners.
Absolutely.
Great advice. Kevin O'Connor, the host of TV's This Old House, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
My pleasure, guys.
You can catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.
You've worked hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.